Please be seated. God is dead. God remains dead, and we have killed him. How shall we comfort ourselves, the murderers of all murderers? What was holiest and mightiest of all the world has yet owned has bled to death under our knives. Who will wipe this blood off us? What water is there for us to clean ourselves? What festivals of atonement, what sacred games shall we have to invent? Is not the greatness of this deed too great for us? Must we ourselves not become gods simply to appear worthy of it? These are not my words, but rather that was the full text of the famous Nietzsche quote, so widely known as "God is dead." And even though Nietzsche was speaking critically of Christianity in his lifetime, I believe he aptly describes the day we mark today, Good Friday, the day that Jesus died because we, humanity, in our pride, our fear, and our confusion, killed him. God is dead. God is nowhere. Now, some theologians have claimed that Jesus went down into hell after his death and saved souls, playing a powerful and active role. But others have hewed closer to what Scripture and our Nicene Creed tells us, simply that Christ died. Jesus, Christ, God, was dead, had failed, was powerless, was absent, gone. Jesus, the light of the world, was snuffed out. And on this day of Good Friday, we acknowledge what we, humanity, proclaimed by Nietzsche, are still capable of today. We snuff out God. In our arrogance, our entitlement, our fear and self-centeredness, we kill God. We make ourselves God instead. We proclaim that God is dead. God is nowhere. So today, Good Friday, we, humanity, come to terms with how easy it is for us to kill God, to proclaim God is nowhere. And yet here is the conundrum. If Jesus knows death, failure, God's powerlessness, God's absence, then God knows death, knows failure, powerlessness, and absence. God can be found in all of these. Death, failure, powerlessness, and absence. God is now here. The pieces of paper you found on the pews are the only way that I can come close to describing this profound paradox. God is nowhere. God is now here. There will be times in our lives, unfortunately, where we will continue to kill God. Whenever we act for ourselves and against God's desire, we proclaim that God is dead. God is nowhere. And there will be times when, due to the cruelty of others, the cruelty of ourselves, or simply the rhythms of life, we will fail, find death, be powerless, experience God's absence, and we will cry out in lament, God is nowhere. And yet Jesus, who knows death, who has conquered our arrogance and experienced our greatest darkness, at that very same moment proclaims, God is now here. The very moments of arrogance and darkness, of failure and absence, proclaim his presence. This Good Friday, we need to sink into the truth that God is dead, that we, humanity, kill him. We have to realize just how stubborn, selfish, confused, and cruel we can truly be. We have to realize our tremendous and tragic tendency to put ourselves in the place of God when we boldly proclaim and woefully lament, God is nowhere. And then Jesus proclaims, God is now here. God is dead, and in death is God.